peace in family. Sorry about that. It's the technicals. But we back, we back. We're in the gay family. And I'd like to welcome you to our Monday spiritual health conversation. Right now, you're listening to the sounds of Mikel the Energy. And we're getting in, family. It's Monday, so we have to talk about my app, family. But today, I definitely want to connect with you guys on some like real topical stuff, family, because I realize there's a lot going on out there in life, in the world. It's summertime, so like things are getting hot, things are moving forward, and I want to get in the game with you guys. You don't know, so let's do that, family. Insider! What are we saying, family? Where you at right now? Where you at right now, family? What's your vibe? What's your mood? What you lot saying? How you feeling? What's your vibrations? Put a flame if you're in the game. We got a lot of stuff coming up, family, that I want you guys to experience as well. So I can't wait to do all of that stuff with you. You get what I'm saying? But yeah, we're going to be out here. We got everyone tuned in right now. We're talking about spiritual health, family. It's a conversation that I know needs to happen as usual. But you know, we want to bring a vibration as we're doing it as well. So with that being said, family, it's I'm a piano season, and your brother's going to be out here doing a lot of different events. I'm a piano meditation sessions coming up during July. Also in August, we have our big Cesarojo event popping off in August, Unleash the Spirit. You know that one, where we get out there, we get down, we get raw, and it's going to be amazing, family. But this July coming up, 3 dates, tickets are open now. We're going to be bringing the meditation vibes to the people them out here in London, family. My London tribe, we got a beautiful wave happening right now from the motherland, which is connecting to so many on a soul level. And I don't want us to miss the opportunity for the healing, family. You get what I'm saying? I need us to know, family, the power of this music, the power of these rhythms, the power of us when we step onto it, family. So, rich, rising, harmonious brown, you done know. Here we go. I want to say rich rising started with harmonious brown. For some reason, I feel like you're the person that like was the first person to write that. I think so. I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong, innit? But my memory is pointing in that direction. But either way, family, we up. And it is a rich rising, family. It is time to be rich. It's time to get it in. So I don't know where you're at right now. We need to get your ass up. It's Cesarojo time, family. You done know. Hey! Yeah. You done know what time it ain't, family. Could we go get inside the vibe today like that? Yeah, man. Alright then, alright, okay, let me begin. We came to get straight to the win. We ain't on no lay for the thing. We came to get, hey! We came to get straight to the win. We ain't on no lay for the thing. Rewind, come back again, hey! Family, this July, I want to help you use I'm a piano for meditation with the Cesarojo game. Those of you who've been a part of Cesarojo already, you already know the coup. But I want to get you involved, family. I got some new music to share with you, and I got some new vibes to bring your way. So this July, head to my link in my bio. Go grab your tickets. You can jump off this live and come back. Go grab your tickets, family. Right now, they pay what you want, and it's limited. Those are limited, you know, because I want everyone to be able to tap in. But there's limited tickets available for the 3 Sundays. We're going to be pulling up nice intimate sessions, and we're going to get it in, family. And yeah, you're not going to hear some exclusive music, get some good vibrations, and you know how it is when I'm in town, family. We just got to do it like that. You get what I'm saying? So we about to get it in right now. We about to get it in right now. We about to get it in right now. Ah, you're done though, family. It's nothing but love and vibrations. You get me? Nothing but love and vibrations, family. We are talking on the spiritual game, family. Monday is all about our spiritual game, known as Ma'at, family. If you haven't heard about Ma'at, family, that is the laws of nature in which we are all created in and from. And this is the culture that we put forward in Waroho House as a means of healing ourselves and creating a world that reflects our heaven, family. This is the mission, aim, and purpose. So when you hear the word Ma'at, you're listening to the word of truth. The word that means truth, the word that means the foundation and fabric of life as we know it. As a principle, it means love. It means love. And love being giving, seeking nothing in return, because everything you give, you've already received because of who you are in your essence, which is connected to everything. Ma'at also means, as a feminine principle, it means the emotional expression of oneness. Yes, the emotional expression, expressing your emotions based on the fact that you are one with everything. What does that look like as a daily practice? Even those two simple things, before we get deep, before we philosophize, those two simple things which require very specific and intentional actions, whew, it's a game changer, man. And again, when I bring about these experiences, namely Chezaroho, it's to get us in the practice of observing that in our daily lives, family. I'll be real with you, family. When I don't Cheza, when I don't play, when I don't dance with the spirit and allow my heart to be open, family, I become rigid in my thinking. I become very robotic and very limited in my capacity to dream, you know. And I could, you know, me, I consider myself a healthy person. So when I observe the things that I go through when I'm not showing up on my rhythm, it makes me think, rah, what else are other people going through who may not have seen life the way I've seen life, or may not have the same outlets that I have for expression or relating? Wow, man, people must be going through some very, very, very wild shit as well. So, you know, we're going to use this space and the spaces that we create, family, to keep a rhythm, family. That's what your bro is here for, and that's what I'm showing up for. You're done now. So every Monday, family, every Monday is my at day. And so Monday, we show up here live on Instagram to do a talk, topical, spiritual health conversation around my art, around things that are going on in the world. And just to hear you out as the family out there in the world, you know, what you would like my spiritual POV from. As I said, I study and I also teach spiritual law. Yeah, these are ancient laws that are that coming from our ancestors, that are based on nature. And so I teach and I study, and we create games, experiences, and programs around them, you know. But I want to hear from my people as well. Every Monday evening we have a themed private session where we go in on a particular topic, focusing on a topic every month. This month we're talking about the nature of sex. I want to have the conversation around sexuality from the perspective of spiritual law. What can spiritual law teach us about sexuality and the expression of it? You know, what can spiritual law show us about masculinity and femininity and how they come together? What can we learn outside of being horny and who we fancy? What can we learn and understand about sexuality? This is our talking point for this month in our evening sessions. Again, we are back, and our evening sessions are currently pay what you like. That's it. You can show up and pay what you like. Hit the link in the bio and pay what you like. Be a part of our evening sessions to hear where we're going with this conversation, family. But all I want to know is, are you in the game, though? Hey! All I want to know, are you in the game? Let me see your flame. If you know, so you're in that game. Spiritual health. Spiritual health. Spiritual wealth. Spiritual needs. I got everything I want when I'm not greedy. Spiritual needy. I get everything I want when I'm not needy. Spiritual needs when I'm not greedy. I get fed, and then I feed. I just bled, and now I bleed. I'm on red, and now I've seen what is truly there in me. When my heart's open, I can feel what is coming to me for real. Life comes down really hard, but I get up, cause I'm on God. I'm on God timing. I'm on God timing. That's my rhythm when I'm rhyming. That's my rhythm when I'm rhyming. When life gives you lemon, I'ma get liming. Hey, hey. When life gives you lemon, I'ma keep liming. Life give you lemon, I'ma keep liming. Life give me lemon, I'ma keep lime. Hey, come on, family. All right, cool. So, please also, whilst we're here, drop your questions in the question box for that conversation, family. And yeah, we're gonna tear it up. On that vibration right there.
Here we go.
So let's back out my art, family. Mondays is dedicated to this, my art. And today I'm called to speak on the spiritual law known as my art. Now my art is dealing with this wonderful word known as love. One thing I'll say that I was confused about growing up, or should I say Hollywood, really sold me on this idea of love, and love being this infatuated energy for something, this burning desire to have, to hold, to own something that's outside of you. And when love is defined in that context, you can never be satisfied with love. When love is defined as ownership, when love is defined as possession, when love is defined as burning desire and affection, you can never be satisfied with love, because all of those things are temporary. You see, all of those things have time and space limitations, you see. And then those things are controlled by the receptivity of the thing that you want, the desire you have. In studying spiritual law, when it talks about love, it talks about giving, seeking nothing in return. And immediately I think of, well, how can I give if I have nothing? How can I give if I am not in possession of anything worthy of giving? Then it makes the statement, for when you give, you have also received. And so, my mind, as it is, wanted to dig a little deeper. And I observed that the giving that it's referring to is not just your possessions, but in giving of who you are energetically. The first forms of giving, or should I say the constant forms of giving that we have at our disposal, is our energy. I always have a smile on hand. I always have a hand on hand. I always have an idea, a thought, a vocal, you know. We always have these things that contribute to the energetic experience we have in this world. My art is saying something really powerful. And it's sometimes, I'm going to be real with you, like, it's sometimes annoying. Like, when you're not in the mood to hear that shit, I'm going to keep it real. If you're not ready to take responsibility, don't study my art. Do not study my art if you're not ready to take responsibility. I promise you. Because you can't undo the revelation. You can't unsee. Once you see, you can't unsee. This thing is a game, right? And so once you understand a certain level, you can't unsee it. And so my art is really simple when it says giving, seeking nothing in return, because when you give, you've already received. So in that moment where you're getting frustrated, or when you're about to get angry, or where you are allowing fear to overcome you, or when you are holding yourself back, or when you are cussing someone out, or whatever energy is coming from you, is what you are giving yourself. You're not necessarily giving it to the other person. You are affirming that that's what you want for yourself. You see? And none of these things are good or bad. It's only going to be it's only going to be good and bad based on the references, based on what you are desirous of achieving for yourself. And so the idea of, or should I say, the principle of love says, if you are not willing to give it to yourself, you don't deserve it. If you are not willing, this is spiritual law now. If you are not willing to sit in that energy yourself, then you clearly don't deserve it. Because you don't even know how to be in that energy. You don't know how to exist as that energy. You know, insert what you believe you should be or what you believe you should have. So if we're talking money, wealth, success, if we're talking, I don't know, love, if we're talking abundance, what are we talking about? Whatever we're talking about, spiritual law says you deserve it if it's your experience. If you are not experiencing it, it means you don't deserve it. If you do deserve it, then give yourself that experience long enough till it becomes an unconscious competence, second nature. You see, once again, love is giving, seeking nothing in return. So then it's about showing up. I can say I love music. I do music literally with my eyes closed. And it's the one thing I've shown up for since I could walk and talk. Music, dance, performing. I love it. You know? And I'll be honest in saying that I haven't loved it as much as I should have. But I'm making sure that I do. You see? But there's other things in your life. And we all have it. We all have it. And I'm going to say this real. We all have it. Stop looking at someone else's life and comparing your shit. I promise you, everyone's got shit. Some people mask it well, some people don't. Some people have other shit that's not shit to you. And your shit is not shit to them. But everyone's got their shit. But everyone's got an area in life where they're wishing would change, but then not presenting the will to show up in that energy, because it's hard, because it's difficult, because there's a lot of pain involved, because there's a lot of history surrounding it, whatever the reason, because, you know, they're insecure about what other people think, whatever it is. Everyone's got that there's a subject in it, in everyone's life, that fits that order. But love, the principle is this: give, seeking nothing in return, aka show up, touch it. If you believe you deserve it, stand there and touch it. Touch it, feel it, pray it, touch it, turn it, leave it, stop format it. Just touch it. If you believe you deserve it, touch it. Do not allow the sun to rise and set on you without touching what you love. Watch this. Every single one of us, along with the weakness that is too readily observable for you and I, along with the weakness and the challenge of the spirit, each one of us have been given a power and a talent of the Spirit. And so what I say is this, if this area is really difficult for you, strengthen yourself so much in the area of your talent and gift that two things will happen. Yeah? Strengthen yourself so much in the area of what is easy, what is natural, what is a part of your power. Strengthen yourself and allow that, pour your life into that and allow that to become your currency. That weakness will get carried into the tornado of love that you have over here. And two things will happen. You will either gain power and confidence to go into these weak areas because of what you've done in this area, or you will call someone into your life who you equally empower through your talent, who is powerful in the areas that you're weak. Does that make sense? Put a flame if I'm making sense. Love is giving, seeking nothing in return. Where are you showing up? You have to touch it. If you don't touch it, you don't want it. It's simple, man. And this is the frustrating thing. But you have to be real with yourself. If you are not touching it, if you do not have a rhythm for touching what you believe you deserve, how can you have it truly? If I'm not going gym, and I'm not banging out, you know, whatever it is, I want to strengthen my legs, I want to get abs, I want to do my core. If I'm not touching it, if I don't have a rhythm, I go 3 times a week. I do that, blah, blah, blah. If you don't want it, if you've seen that something is good for you and you are not touching it, if you haven't created a rhythm for it, you don't want it. And therefore you don't deserve it. That's spiritual law. Love it. Give. Seeking nothing in return. Just show up, family. It's not about being right. It's not about being the best. It's not about being better than. It's about showing up because you love it. Why are you here? I love it. And I'm going to be real with you, family. I'm going to just be honest and open with you right now. I be getting into my own head sometimes, man. I be getting into my own head. And I be like, well, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? And sometimes I don't have any other answer other than I love it. I love it. I just love it. I've got no other agenda. There's certain things I do, I just don't have any other agenda. And I'm sorry. And there's no plan. There's no written out goals. There's no spreadsheet with numbers, and I just love it. There's no big whiteboard with trajectories. I'm like, I just love it. I do what I love, period. Period. I do what I love, period. I do what I love. I can't even lie. You know? And so whatever I have or I don't have is a product of the love. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm proof that you can live a good life doing what you love. You see? But it is about taking full on responsibility. You were out here on your own. You have to show up for yourself and you have to get real about who you are, what you're on. And the reason you do is because you're constantly faced with challenges that are going to call into question what you're doing. You're going to be faced with challenges that are going to call into question who you think you are or how much you really want it, the thing that you love. How much you really want to keep it in your life. What are you willing to do? What are you willing to sacrifice? Where are you willing to go to keep the things that you love intact on rhythm? And so you have to humble yourself. You know? You definitely have to sacrifice. What are you willing to sacrifice? And the scariest thing is, the things we love the most, we're willing to sacrifice the most for. And I can't even lie, I've been scared at some of the things that I've been willing to sacrifice for what I love. I'll let that go, like, for real. And sometimes at the time, it doesn't feel like the best idea, but it's true. It's just true. You know? We have to fight to keep this heart open, man. This world wants to close that heart. I don't give a shit what it says to you. It wants to close that heart. This world wants to close your heart. This world wants to close your heart. Shut down. Out of order. It wants to close your heart. Because your heart, spiritually, is your access to the divine. Where all power, all knowledge, all wisdom is there for you at will. So opening your heart is scary, fam. Because most hearts are shut. When they leave them school gates, your heart's been rinsed. Don't open that shit back up. And we live life on a... we live life like... we live life looking at our heart through a window. Or living our heart's desires through someone else's life, watching other people, like, wow, yeah, wow, yeah, in another life that'll be me. What do you know how long we're here for? Don't piss me off. Do you know how long we are actually here for, bro? I don't care what no one says. Life is the longest shit you will ever do. People say life is short. Fam, you know how much times you wake up and go sleep in the same space, the same house, the same ends? You know how much times you close your eyes and open that shit back up again and you're still you? Same birthmark, same parents, same ends, same job, same money, same whatever. Life is long, fam. Don't ever catch yourself saying, I wish that was me one day in another lifetime. No, family. Wake up, family, and stand on that shit. Go find the nearest point of access to your portal of heaven. Go find it. Go find it. Go find it. Don't have 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 it. You will never get this life again. Ever. You will never, ever, ever get this. You will never get that moment again. Life is continuous. You will never be at this age. You will never be in this situation. You will never get it again. Do it to your fullest capacity. Stop ramping with yourself. You won't get any points. You will not get, there's no points for sitting down and being a good little boy or being a good little girl. It's a false narrative. There is no points for it. There is no points. There is no points. You won't get a better life when you die. You will not get a better life when you die. When you die and you happen to manifest, you will not get a better life. It might be worse for you. It might be worse for you, depending on how you're living right now. It may be worse. But it will definitely not be better. It will be the same. You make better here. Here is where we make better. This is the gym. This is the exercise of the spirit. What can you do at the lowest level? You are here in flesh. You are here in flesh. What can you do at this level? What are you willing to do at this level? How high can you go at this level when you're in a body, when you're in a fallible conditioned state, when you're in something that is practically dead? The only thing that keeps it alive is the spirit. When gravity is pulling you down, what can you do? What are you willing to do? Now let's talk about the next life. Now let's talk about the next life. What are you willing to do right now? When you shut your eyes, you open up and you wake up in the next day. What are you willing to do now? There's no better life after this. The better life is now.
Here we go.
What are you willing to do? Don't have that shit. Don't have that shit, man. Get rid of everyone and everything that is disturbing your rhythm. Sacrifice. Sacrifice, family, for what it is that you love. It's as simple as that, for what it is that you love. And yes, it's not going to be, nothing is easy. Why do people say that shit? Why do people say that shit? Nothing is easy. Oh, you know, if you do that, it's going to be really hard, you know. Life is hard, period. Whichever way you want to look at it, it's hard. It's hard to wake up early and go to a job you hate. It's hard to wake up at 6 a.m. and go to a job you hate, earning money that's going to be taxed from the government, walking up in a stinking building with people who don't carry your culture. It's hard to do that every day just to feed your family. And it's also hard to get up and live your dreams. It's also hard to tell people who you are and stand on your truth. It's also hard to say this is the money you want. To talk about your value. It's hard to build a brand. It's hard to keep a job. So this isn't about hard path or easy path. It's which hard do you want? Which hard are you okay with? Which hard are you willing to go through? I am not willing to sit down and do shit I don't like for money. None of it makes sense. How can I enjoy money if I'm getting it in ways? The majority of my time I'm spending making money to spend it on little fireworks of excitement. That don't make sense to me. I'd rather sacrifice for a long time and get what I deserve based on my heart. That's me though. That's me. It doesn't have to be you, but there is options. You get it? But it's about understanding what is you. What is you? What are you willing to do that for? I'm willing to do that. For this shit, my act, changing the world, taking people to Africa, creating music that changes people's lives and inspires movement, speaking about spiritual law, creating experiences for us to feel free, connected, at one and at peace. That's me. But you got your shit. What's your shit? Wake up and do your shit. Wake up and do your shit. What's yours? Wake up and do your shit, man. Touch it every day. This shit is peaking. Wake up and do it. Wake up and do it, family.
Hey, it's not that deep.
That's my art. That is my art, family. Giving, seeking nothing in return. You understand? That's what it is. That's what it's about. So family, I'm very passionate about this, and again, all I'm doing throughout the year is going to be creating more rhythms, more experiences for us to be in this energy together, family. This is what Cesar Rojas for. We got our Amapiano meditation coming up next month. We've also got Cesar Rojo, the Unleash the Spirit Games happening in August. We've got Village Link Up this December and a host of other dope experiences, family. So we're going to just give you vibes right now. Nothing but vibes. Nothing but vibes, family. I want to go to some questions. Let's get some questions, family. Whatever's on your mind right now, I want you to share it. Jump into the comments right now. Go to the question box, put a question, family, put something that's on your mind that you may want to hear me talk about, my spiritual POV. You never know, you may be changing someone's life. Let's get it in. Peace in, family. You done know what time it ain't. It's your brother from another motherland, Mikhail the Energy. Yeah.
You're not enough.
Hey, I love this rhythm right here, family. If you ain't seen the music video, go check that out after this. No shame, Mikel the Energy. That's crazy. I can never really say. Hey, let's go.
Oh, I can never really say.
Hey! Hey, now let me know.
So just lay on me, cause Nana Shield.
This is the rhythm there. You go down to the river and bathe yourself naked, man. Just close your eyes and feel that water and that heat on your back. Put your toes in the sand. Lie there in the luxury of nature, family. Woo. No shame, family. This is how we're doing it for the morning. This is the Rising family. If you got a question, put it in the question box, family. We're going to hit it up today. I feel clean. That's the most high. You don't know. Banana, banana, banana shade. Banana. Family, let's put some questions in the question box. What's on your mind right now, family? I want to hear from you. This is Monday, my art session. Tonight, family, we're going to be talking about the nature of sex, family. Like I said, June, activation season. Listen, family, you know when the sun's out, yeah? You know when the sun's out, you feel sexy. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with that, family, you know? But I want to use this season to have a conversation around sexuality and just open up our awareness of what spiritual law and language says about sex and sexuality and how we can use it to our benefit and in more ways than we're used to, you know? I think the conversation around sexuality is kind of limited, and I think we can do a lot more with it, with spiritual understanding, all right? The mission, aim, and purpose here is to be free, man. and one of my biggest revelations on my journey, particularly when I was living in the motherland, was that in order to be truly free, you have to be responsible. There's no freedom without responsibility. And it's such an ironic revelation, because the way the world would have you think is that responsibility is the antithesis of freedom. But it's not. It's the agent. Responsibility is shotting you freedom. It's like, yo fam, you want freedom? Man's got this responsibility here. So if we want to be free within ourselves and in our expression and in with how we live and with the people around us and in our relationship, in our bodies, in our essence, in our sensuality, in our sexuality, if we want to be free in these spaces, family, then we really have to become more responsible in the spirit. You see? Meaning our ability to respond. Very simple as that. Responsibility is all about increasing your ability to respond in a certain situation. So when we're talking about spirituality or specifically sexuality, how can we be more responsible with the energy that is activated in us naturally? What? Listen.
Legal!
Listen.
Legal!
Listen. Yo, who told me to... Real talk. But do you not get what I'm getting with this, yeah? I even lost my train of thought. That was so funny. Yeah? But you get where I'm going with this. Like, in order to be free with our spirituality or our sexuality, we have to be more responsible with it. Meaning, growing in our capacity to respond to the calls of the spirit. When we are activated, when life activates us emotionally in one direction or the other, we need to be able to have the skill to maneuver all emotions in the direction of our highest intention. The problem here is not your dreams. The problem is not your dreams. One more time, family. The problem is not your dreams. The problem is not your ambition. The problem is not like your capabilities or your capacity. The problem is the emotions that get in the way of you continuing on the path that you know you deserve, that you know you are able to bring about. I remember the quote from Rocky that's been ringing in my head. It's not about how hard you hit, it's about how hard you can get hit and keep going. How hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. Are we buckling when hits come? And if we get knocked down, how long does it take us to stand up? When one thing goes wrong, what do you run to when shit goes wrong? Me, I eat food. You know what I'm saying? When I'm stressed, I niam. I'm like, I need some food. I need to eat. I look for comfort food, which is why it's very important that I eat healthy, and it's very important that I don't buy certain things and keep it in my house, because I will just naturally munch on it because it's a comfort food. But that's what I do. You see, so everyone's got their thing, right? And for a lot of us, it's going to be similar. But either way, how long does it take you to get back? When something's hit you, when something's caused you some sort of affliction, do you sit there and just lick, 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 lick all day? Do you give up? Do you be reckless and do you cancel out everything or flip off everyone? Or do you keep moving forward as the punches are coming? That one requires training, family. You know? And as I move forward in my journey and the levels change and the challenges become different, I've also seen certain things are necessary to have in place so that when the punch comes, I can keep moving forward. When the hit comes, when my knees buckle, I can keep moving forward. You see? That requires training. Physical training as well. You see? There's certain things, everyone's good at something, right? And there's certain things I'm naturally good at. But there's certain things I have to get better at. And that's the same with everybody. You understand? Family, let's drop the questions in there. You're done now. Big up everyone who's tuning in right now. Let's drop some questions in the question box. We're going to be going in on another rhythm. Coming on another nice, on a nice little rhythm. Rhythm. Yes, family. Yes, family. Nice and wonderful rhythms today, family. It's all about my art. So, coming up July 9th, 16th, and 23rd, family, I'm going to be doing Ama Piano meditation sessions right here in South London. You can go to my website right now and grab your tickets for that. We're going to be doing Ama Piano meditation sessions. It's me, my DJ, bassist is going to be providing the sound. I'm going to be outside getting under this beautiful, beautiful sun and going into our meditation using this wonderful music of Ama Piano. I've been making Ama Piano since 2018, and Cheza Rojo, which is the spiritual game that I created, was born out of my relationship with Ama Piano when I was in South Africa and Kenya. So this July, we're going to be bringing that to the people, family. And right now, tickets are on sale for that. And you, listening, can pay what you like for your ticket. There's a limited amount of tickets that are pay what you like. We call it heart pay. And that's for anyone, you know, who would like a ticket. But, you know what I'm saying? Everyone's going through different financial things, man. So if, however you feel, if you want to grab a ticket, you can grab one of those as well before they run out as well. So that's the 9th, 16th, and 23rd. So those are available now. And we're getting ready, man. My art class this evening, as I said, we're talking on the nature of sex. And I want to speak on a few things regarding masculinity and fatherhood. Ooh, Father's Day was yesterday. I don't know what to say, like, these holidays are really good. Let me say that. These holidays are really cool. But I find myself never getting involved. And I don't know why that is. I don't know if I'm lazy or a rebel. I'm never gassed about much about holidays. Any of them, to be honest with you. And that's for no reason. It's not even political. It's just... I end up missing it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, Father's Day. Big up all the fathers. We got all the man them who stayed around to see what that sperm do. You know what I'm saying? Big up the man them who... Big up the father figures, man. The ones who pulled up for children and for families that are not even a part of their own bloodline. Big up the men. We need you. We need the brothers. And yesterday, ironically, I found myself just meditating on the man. I just found myself meditating on the man and manhood. And I couldn't help but feel like... we're really underplaying the role of men in the world. You know, the world is bringing, as we build the capacity of the female, the feminine, it's not either or. They belong together, like Boyz II Men. They belong together, you know. And so this is why I teach about masculine and feminine, so it's from an objective point of view, so we can understand what man and woman can do together. When we understand our roles that we've been created in. And yeah, in Father's Day yesterday, I did, ironically, was just meditating on my role as a father, my role as the man of my house, my role as the maker and owner of my reality. You know? And I always, because there's so much that goes into the conversation around manhood and stuff, and many people are trying hard to redefine that space in a good way, I always just go to nature for my guidance, because nature doesn't lie. Nature's got no agenda. And so it's always like, the key principle of manhood is erection. And in terms of principles, that means standing up regardless of the emotional condition. One more time. One of the key principles of manhood is erection. And not just, you know, people are going to say, oh, well, if you can't get erect. I'm not talking about your actual... This, you see your body, your genitals is the lowest, is the last part of the spirit. It's only just a representation of the higher levels. So, you know, the penis is one thing, but your person, your life, your spirit is a whole nother thing. So that's when we talk about erection, that's what we're talking about. You know? Standing up regardless. Staying up regardless of the emotional condition. To me, that is all I think about when I think of manhood and then fatherhood on top of that. And they go hand in hand. To me, that's what I think about. Standing up regardless of the emotional condition, submitting your will to the will of God. In the spiritual law, that is law number 6, Heru. Heru is the one law that can bypass all higher laws when it submits itself. Heru is known as the will. Are you choosing your will or God's will? The law says you have the right to choose your own will. Right? No, it says you have the power to choose your own will and go against God's will. But you don't have the right to. You have the power to. The decision to follow what's right is what gives you the power. You see, you're not going to be forced, even though doing what's right is always going to be best for you, you're not going to be forced to do the right thing. And this is where all the chaos comes. This is where the chaos comes in. Oh no. And this is where the years and years and years and years starts piling up on you, because it's a wild road out there, and the nature of this world that we live in is to distract you. The nature of this world is to distract you from your rhythm, right? And to have you bask in your own desires. You see, that's the nature of this world. is to ground you in your own desires, which is fair enough. The choice to follow the will of the Most High versus your own will. I call it the will and the willy. There's your willy, which is where all your desires are, right? What arouses you. This is a really good example, so allow me to be crass. Just for the example, in this area, this is where all your desires are. It's where you get aroused. Oh, I like that. Oh, that's nice. Oh, I really want this. Ooh, I feel a rush of desire. I've got a burning passion to do this or express this thing, right? That's the willy. See? Then there's the will. The will calls you beyond the localized direction. The will is a calling that directs your entire body this way. Regardless of how you feel, regardless of the time, regardless of what's going on, money, no money, relationship, no relationship, love or hate, favor, no favor, this is what must be done. And you're pulling up. And you don't know whether you're going to die, survive. You don't know what's behind the next door. You know you just need to stand and open that shit. That is the will. It's got nothing to do with your emotional passions. It's not driven by, it's not riding on, will is not riding on emotions. That's why the real power of Heru is when he can bypass his own desires. Because you fly past it all. Now, the greatest space, in which I call heaven, yes, pleasure, the flow. Spiritual law says heaven is the flow between pleasure and peace. The greatest space to be in. And this is what I live for. Is that my genuine desire. I am aroused by the call of God. You understand? That is heaven. To be aroused by the call of the Most High. To be aroused by the will of God. AKA the rhythm of my nature, to be aroused by it and not be held back by the momentary desire, which will ultimately delay my power, delay my wisdom, and delay my heavenly experience. And as I said in last week, sometimes you might have to buckle to understand how important that is. And me personally, I fucked up enough times to know what direction is important. You see? You know? And so, yeah. When I think of fatherhood, masculinity, that's what I think about. Standing up regardless of the emotional condition. No flowers, no love, no one, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Stand up. No one's thanking me, no one's... Stand up. But everyone's going the other way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up, because that's what you've been called to do. Period. Point blank. End off. You got said. Yeah, that shit is hard, because we swim in a pool of especially now, like, I'm going to keep it real with you. Some of these podcasts with men talking, and this is going to seem anti my message, because some of these podcasts with men talking, and I'm like, I get it, but it's not helpful. It's not helpful sometimes, man. you know, I don't want to hear about, you know, just not standing up. I don't want to hear excuses. I don't need excuses. For me, for myself, I don't need to hear why it's okay to cry. I already know it's okay to cry. But see, here's the thing. The conversation this world is so malleable that you can really just make it into anything you want. That's the truth. That's really the cap. That's the game that we will come into play. We come into make this world into anything we want. That's what it is. The law says you have the right. You have the power to go against God's law. You don't have the right. You have the power. You can do what you want. So the narrative that gets spread around, right, and gets pushed is whatever the leading voices want, you see? And so whilst a lot of this conversation is not wrong, it's not helpful for what I want. I want to be a maker and owner of my reality. And in order to do that, you have to show up in a very consistent and very specific way for yourself. Especially when you are spearheading ideas that aren't even crystallized in most people's reality yet. So you can't stop. You can't give in to your emotions. You have to suck it up. You see what I'm saying? You have to keep going. You see? You have to take the punch and keep walking. You see? It's all about what you want. It's all about what you want. Based on what I've seen, this is what I must do. Does that make sense? So, yeah. And this is where it all comes down to. This is why I remember hearing Denzel talk about what is the effects of over-informing ourselves. Too much information going around. Too much information where everyone is nobody. Everyone is no one. Be, like, understand what it is. The beauty and or should I say, the benefit, right, and the disadvantage of the world today is that you can, all the tools are available to be anything you want to, like literally all the tools are available to be who and what you want to be. Now the scary shit is, can you focus on it? Because along with the capacity to do anything and build anything you want is also the distractions. There's so much distractions telling you not to do something or do something. And for everything you could come up with, there's an argument for it. You know, so it's no longer about right and wrong. It's just about what life do you want? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? You know what I mean? And so when you identified what you believe is the right path for you, you just got to delete everything else. Delete everything else so that you can just hone in your focus. You know what I mean? And as someone who's naturally just big-eyed for everything, that's really important for me. I had to create a playground of my own rhythm. You feel me? Big up everyone tapped in right now, family. We gonna get in the game, but not before we get some questions, family. Like I said, this July 9th, 16th, 23rd, we're gonna be doing Ama Piano sessions outside. I've got some new music I wanna share with you. And yeah, man, we're gonna get in the game. Those tickets are available now. They pay what you want. Limited amount is pay what you want. Considering everyone's situations. And yeah, August, we've got Cesarojo, Unleash the Spirit happening as well. And so much more coming in. Tonight, we'll also have my art class as well, talking, going deeper on the nature of sex. Yeah, we vibing today, family. You don't know what time it ain't. put some questions, family. I'm going to drop some music right now because that's the vibe I'm in. I just feel like I want the vibes. It's my Amapiano season. I'm in my Amapiano bag right now. And yeah, since we're talking about the nature of sex, we're going to drop this one again. I am vibing right now. Oh, Lord. Family, this life is not easy. You have to make it fun. This is, I genuinely believe, when we get handed the gift, we're handed the challenge. And so the gift is there to allow you to make life fun as you take on the very hefty and heavy challenge, family. So whatever you're going through right now, I'm so with you right now. I'm so with you. I'm with you, family. We're in the game. Let's get in the game together. Let's tackle this beast together, family. Let's share the tools and get in the game. You're done now. If you got questions, family, put them in the question box.
Give me ready, man. Give me ready, man.
We got about 15 minutes left.
Give me ready, man. Give me ready, man. Give me ready, man. Give me ready, man. Give me ready, man, babe. Hey! Give me ready, man, babe. So let me get, just let me get inside. I want to get inside. Let me get intimate. Let me get inside. Inside. Intimate now that the tip of the iceberg's in. My space has been calling to get connected with yours and the vibes that we're in. Whole space while I tour you and deep below you and show you what is lying within. Are you comfortable? Do you trust yourself? Alright, okay, let me begin. I can show you what to do with that sex. I can show you what to do with that sex. Let me show you what to do with that sex. Show you what to do with that sex. Knees and toes, you already know. When the lights go out, so do I. Shut both eyes and I tap that nice. I can't lie, won't get high if you ain't on vibes. Can't get high if you ain't on vibes. When the lights turn on, so does she. So does she, so does me. So that's when we do we. So as if it's on three. And when the light goes in, this just might be the last time you ever see that darkness again. Six. I can show you what to do with that sex. I can show you what to do with that sex. Yeah, let me show you what to do with that sex. Let me show you what to do with that. Let me show you what to do with that. Let me show you what to do with that. Let me show you what to do with that. Lights go off, so do clothes. No egos in those zones. We expose head, shoulders, knees, and toes. You really know when the lights go out. So do I. Shut both eyes and I tap that nice. I can't lie. Won't get high if you ain't on vibes. Won't get high if you ain't on vibes. And the lights turn on. So does she. So does she. So does me. So that's when we do we. So that's it. It's on free when the light goes in.
Sexy, 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 sexy.
Either what to do with that sex.
We don't know what to do with that.
What to do with that sex.
Real talk, man. What do we do with all that sexy sometimes? Sometimes, that's a real question, family. You ever ask yourself, what are you going to do with all this sexy? That's a real question. That is a real question. I'd be asking myself, what am I going to do with all of this sexy right here? I need to put this to good use right now. God gave me all of this sexy. I need to put it somewhere. I think I'm going to build something with this. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm going to make something happen with this sexy right here. This sexy is just too much, family. All right, too sexy for my A. Too sexy for the A. real spit, family. Oh, Lord. What to do with that sexy? That one's called Sexy Sexy, family. That's a real question, family. I be asking myself that sometimes. I'm like, what do you do? What do you do, man? Like I said, you understand the will and you're packed with all this creativity and you want to be able to... When you study spiritual law and understand the language of the spirit, you realize how life itself is set up. And then the realization is not the end, it's the beginning. It's the beginning. It's like, okay, how do we now design life so that it has an autonomous obedience to the rhythm of the Most High? That's what we're designing right now. This is what you're witnessing right now. Right now, if you're tuning in, this is what is going on. We are in the design stages of creating a world, an environment, a reality, a culture that responds to the rhythm of the Most High instinctually and holds space for it. It's not in conflict with it. You see? And this is what is called about the conversation that we're having around sexuality. Because that's one of the biggest blockers, one of the biggest agents of our destruction is our sexuality and us not knowing how to appropriately assign the calls from our sexual spirit, that space, the inability to respond within that space is what has meant the production or the destruction of otherwise powerful things. And so I think it's a very important topic to dive into so that we can expand, one, our understanding of sexuality, not from a fear base or prejudice, right, but objectively, to allow us now the room to play that spirit. It's very important, family, because the Most High don't make mistakes. The Most High does not make mistakes at all, like not one part of you. And this is really important to understand, because if you're going into these territories, if we're going into these spaces, family, and we're trying to understand ourselves, the first thing you got to understand is you were not made by accident. You were also made of nature. It took actual sex to get you here. Now, I know we're moving into spaces where what I'm saying is no longer going to be the absolute truth, but for 99% of people listening to me right now, it took actual sex to get you into existence. Even for artificial people, the principle of sex still remains the foundation of their creation. So here we are, and you were made fallible with tremendous gifts and powers and unique challenges that go along with them. First and foremost, family, you you have to accept that you were made perfectly. Nothing wrong with you. And anything wrong with you was supposed to be wrong in this life. Do you get it? Anything wrong with you was supposed to be wrong so you can go through the journey of making it right for yourself, which is a process of acceptance and then development. You see? So, yeah. This is why it's very, like, I'm very big on, you know, like, and these are things I've observed for myself. The same things that got me kicked out of school and in trouble and blah, 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 is the same thing that brings me back to the same schools that I got kicked out of. They need me to come in there and talk to their unruly kids. But now they're paying me, you know, £500 for an hour. So was it wrong or was it right? Which one? You gotta say, if I wasn't that child, then I wouldn't be that person who can speak to that child. Is it wrong or is it right? Or is it just is? This is what I've chosen to do with it. I've chosen to make that quality that you said was wrong. I've chosen, and guess what? I've built up the capacity to make it right. And now you benefit from my work. Thank you. Very much. Thank you. Very much. Do you understand? That's how it works. The same Donnies that were talking shit about you and the way you are and the things you do and your nying-nying-nying-nying-nying are the ones that teach me how to do it. Oh, talk to my son because X, Y, and Z. Oh, my daughter's now going through this. Really? Uh-huh. All right, then. So, this isn't about right and wrong. It's about what we want to make right for us. It's about what we want to make right for us. It's all relative. I don't drink alcohol, not because it's wrong. It's not right for me. It's not right for me. You get what I'm saying? It's not right for me. And I've never had any problems about, I'm not coming from I used to abuse it or that. Nothing like that. You know, nothing like that. I'm just like, whoop, wee. Let's close that lid. You know what I'm saying? You know, so I'll sip ceremoniously. I'm like, hey, congratulations, your wedding. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But it's not my lifestyle. It can't be. Can't be my lifestyle. You know? And have you ever gone through something that you like don't do, but you're actually happy that someone else does it? If that makes sense? Or not happy, but like you get excited for the thing that they do that you not do. I always find that interesting. Like, in a weird way, I admire people who can just drink and get drunk and go home and then wake up, go work and keep it moving. I admire it. I'm like, that's dope. That's good for you. Like, if it seems like it's work, it's not working. I'm not talking about bums. I'm talking about like people who I think are like cool. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I like that. I'm all right for now. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure I can unpack that. You know what I'm saying? Everything comes with... There's, you know, it's not no reason. We make these decisions. My point is, we make these decisions for ourselves for a particular reason. We're all curating reality to calculate something we're trying to work out. If this person's trying to get to 10 and I'm trying to get to 13.5, it's not going to take the same calculations. He's not wrong, I'm not wrong. We need different calculations. That makes sense. If I'm trying to get to 4, you're trying to get to 5, and we both have 3, me adding 2 is wrong. Even though 5 is more. I don't want 5, I want 4. I need to add 1. Don't give me 2, that's too much. I need 1. I'm trying to get to 4. Does that make sense? We're all just calculating are heaven. It's very specific. And also, watch this. It changes. It changes. What it was for you at 12, at 22, at 33, 44, 55, 66, 77, 88. It's going to shift slightly. It's going to shift. You know? I've got friends who wouldn't wear leather because they were strict vegans. They wear vegan leather. No, I don't think they care so much. Or let's go to me. How old was I? I used to have these Timberland boots. Watch this. This is bad. I'm not even bigging this up, yeah? I had Timberland boots when I was in school. Yeah? Because Timberlands were the thing. And only the cool people had Timberland boots. And I got Timberland boots. My dad bought me Tims. These Tims were sick. Rocking Tims. I think I got them in year 8. So that's what? 13, 14. Yeah? I don't know what happened, but year 9 came around, or year 10. I think it's year 10 came around. And Timberland boots, they last. You could have Timberland boots your whole life. They're like Dr. Martens. I got wind that Timberland was racist and that the tree on Timberland is where they hung black people from. I don't know where that narrative, who spun that narrative, but it reached me. And I was like, I do not stand for this shit. I took my blue suede Timberland boots and threw them in the rubbish bin. And now I look back at it, I'm like, dickhead. You know what I'm saying? First of all, whose money are you wasting like that? You know what I'm saying? Second of all, that was a lie. You know what I'm saying?
It's not that deep.
It wasn't. It was definitely not that deep. But it showed me something about myself, which is a constant, a truth that still exists within me today. You know what I'm saying? Which is that I am willing to sacrifice my pleasures, my material pleasure, for what I believe is a higher calling. But that's a dangerous place to be in. Whilst that's cool, that's a good quality to have, that can be dangerous as well if you don't keep a genuine pulse on your reality and not get caught up in the whirlwind of realities. You can find yourself fighting for constantly for actually no reason. And so, funny enough, one of the difficult things for me, because that is a quality I've had since as a child, is I will cut off everything if it's the right thing. If I believe something is right, everything's getting deaded. But I've had to curb that quality, or not curb that quality, what should I say? The thing that I've had to work on was just enjoying myself. I tend not to enjoy myself outside of things that I feel like is the calling. You get what I'm saying? Because of the desire, it's not a bad thing, it's just an observation. Because of the desire to want to align my desires with God's rhythm, and I've had that, that's been there forever. Because of that, I don't fuck with anything that's not on that. Like, nah, not doing it. It doesn't matter how much I want to do it, I won't do it. Unless I can see how that connects to the rhythm. Again, this is good, but it presents issues in other places. Because then you could become rigid about how you just experience life, having fun for the sake of it, or doing things for the sake of it, because it's a good experience. And not because it's going to change the world. You get it? Buying something for yourself because it makes you feel good, and not because buying it is going to feed families in the Congo. Do you get it? Or, like, you know what I'm saying? Balance is really important. And that's where my balance is needed. You get what I'm saying? And this is where loved ones are important, because they'll just look at you and be like, nah, man, you should love it. You're being ridiculous now. You know what I'm saying? Again, but even that, you have to balance other people, because no one can live your reality. No one knows what you're on. No one knows what you're here to do. And so, yeah, sometimes you have to get extreme. You know what I'm saying? And this is why we say, are you in the game? Because it's a game, family. It's not about right and wrong. It's about just understanding what do you want to curate out of this reality based on the rhythm that you're on. There's some things you can do that I can't do. And that's just how it goes. And there's some things that I can do that you can't do. And that's also how it goes. You get what I'm saying? But we remain in the game, family. All right, my people. It's been beautiful. Like I said, regardless, I am looking to have a lot of fun, because the rhythm, the calling, is all about Cesarojo. Cesarojo is the calling. It is that space where we get to enjoy the pleasure of the body and relate to our spirit, family. So this July, we have Mikhail versus Amapiano. We're going to be doing meditation sessions outside. If you want to be involved, it's happening on 3 Sundays in July, the 9th, the 16th, the 23rd. Go to Warrior House. You can pay what you want currently. There's a limited pay what you want section to get a ticket. After that, we just charge standard ticket price. And yeah, just come through, man. Let's have fun. I've got some new songs that I want to share with you exclusively. And yeah, man, we're going to have fun and release. Cesarojo, Unleash the Spirit, the big game, is in August. So we're going to build our way and work our way towards that experience, which I don't know about you, but I've been longing to have with you guys. And as I said, Ma'at, Monday, every Monday evening we're going in. So tonight we're talking about the nature of sex, or should I say throughout the month of June we're dealing with the nature of sex and sexuality as it pertains to Ma'at, spiritual law. So join us tonight for that as well. Again, it's pay what you like for the month of June, family. We're just trying to get on rhythm. All right, peace in, love out, family. I'm gonna catch you again. If you missed this or you want to share this, you can find the link for the podcast in the Warrior Club later on today. All right. Okay. Let's get it in. Peace in. Love out.